Hi, I'm Arjun Makhijani. I'm president of the Institute for Energy and Environmental Research, and I'm here today at the NPT for an event we had called Nuclear Posture for Nuclear Disarmament. And that was supposed to be a counterpoint to the U.S. Nuclear Posture Review. It said, how are we going to use nuclear weapons, and who are we going to threaten, and who are we not going to threaten? I think we should stop thinking about threatening with nuclear weapons and start thinking in the opposite direction. We should think about a nuclear ceasefire, which is de-alerting all nuclear weapons verifiably, and that can be done unilaterally. You're not saying you'll never use them, but you're really putting them in a posture that says, I don't really want to use these things, but don't mess with me, and then why don't we sit down and talk to get rid of them? That's real. And that really means in practice you're never going to use them first, because you say, I'm de-alerting them, I'm taking out all the tritium bottles, they won't explode with full force, they're not really useful for what we thought they were in the Cold War, and so on. We had Jayanta Dhanapala, the former Undersecretary for Disarmament at the, of the United Nations, speak at our event. We were very honored to have that. And he spoke about the importance of really getting not just a pedestrian conference agreement, which is the lowest common denominator, but a good conference agreement, you know, a solid one that would indicate some seriousness about disarmament and fulfilling the purposes of the treaty. Because he said it's time to stop pretending that the last review conference and the previous review conference didn't happen, and this is the first time, and we'll have some declaration and call it a success. So and then we had Rebecca Johnson speak about humanitarian law, and we had a very good discussion about how do you practically recognize that the use of nuclear weapons is against the laws of war and would be a war crime.
That's very exciting. And you said 70 people attended?
Yes, we had a tremendous attendance. We were a little nervous. We were in conference room 2 in this new temporary building, and which is much huger than the old conference room 2 where we thought we were going to be. And so Jennifer was very nervous, how are we going to fill this thing? And I said, you know, there are 3 people. We honor the people who came, and don't worry about the people who didn't come. And but really, if there were probably about 70, maybe more people there, including some diplomats who are representatives. And we had a really wonderful discussion. We had an interesting question about Israel and Israeli nuclear weapons and nuclear weapons policy, and when are Israelis going to start discussing their nuclear weapons in Israel so that we can make some progress about a nuclear weapons-free zone in the Middle East. And Dhanapala raised that question, that that's very important, because otherwise we will have a lot of nuclear weapons countries, and there are two ways to go. And there was a wonderful woman from Israel who's actually working to open up that dialogue. I think she's so courageous. She's going to have a session here on Friday, and you should have a tweet with her.
Excellent. Thank you.